Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. From
Nikki Football coming up in 20 minutes as we transition from football, Ken, to football, as is our wont on this show. Some Champions League picks coming up. Yes, I know it is. Your favorite transition. A Champions League picks for tomorrow. Some Premier League recap from the weekend that was. Joey Kanish, the insane pro sports bettor, coming up next hour. James Mazzola, golf picks coming up next hour. Power Hour, final hour, featuring day two of Lochmas. Santa Lockie here with winning college football picks for this weekend. The games that Ken Barkley's already bet for NFL Week 2. And we'll give some baseball bets tonight. People were tweeting us last night, where are the baseball bets? I tweeted back, it's football season, guys.
It's football season. Yeah. Like, we're a little preoccupied. You have baseball for tonight? You have some stuff written down?
I have a baseball bet for tonight.
Okay. Should I try to come with one in the next couple hours? No, I don't. Should I try to come up with one?
Well, I mean, we only, like, talked about it before the show. Like, hey, let's all give a baseball bet.
Yeah, you just described the Power Hour as me talking about college football for 20 minutes, followed by me talking about the NFL.
That's right. That did not go unnoticed by me when the show was being formatted earlier.
Right. So you know what? If in the baseball segment, maybe I kick back a little bit, maybe take a couple minutes off.
Listen, it's 2-2. Like, I got Nikki Football. I had Easy Slap. You've got the two in the final hour.
Easy Slap helps me out a ton in the first hour. Yeah, I forgot like having that shoe on the other foot, because like Nikki Football we've done a couple of times, but yeah, having that segment where it's like, oh, Nick's just gonna yell for 12 minutes. All right, okay, that's great.
All right, all that stuff is still to come here on the Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet on BetQL. But right now, we welcome to the show one of the absolute best fantasy football analysts around, and really great fantasy football analyst, but like knows the league inside and out. Great with bets, great with prop bets, really great understanding of the NFL. One of my good friends, along with Pete Prisco and Will Brinson, my pals from CBS Sports, the great Jamie Eisenberg of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. You watch him on CBS Sports HQ, and you read all his work at CBSSports.com. Jamie, welcome to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Ken, BetQL on a Tuesday. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you guys. How are you?
We're doing good, Jamie. I know Nick mentioned in the show chat before that you and he might have like 100 inside jokes that are going to make an appearance throughout the course of this interview. So if that happens, just like try to like give me like a wink and a nod and a heads up, just so I'm not like totally confused about
the first ever show that I did with Jamie was like 2015 Thursday Night Football, like pre halftime and post game show with CBS. And I was like taking it very seriously, and he threw in a joke about me like swiping right on Tinder, and like my head almost exploded. I remember he looked over and gave me like this Cheshire Cat grin, and I was like, okay, I guess all this is going to be here. Started off a beautiful friendship. Ken.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And so obviously looking forward to that throughout the next little bit here, this 10-minute interview that we got going, Jamie. And you know, obviously want to hit on some of the week two matchups with you and some of your expectations for what we're going to see. But for fantasy football players especially, you know, big night tonight, waiver wire this week, you know, especially week one to week two, feels like there might even be like, are there league winners out there? Are there really like some productive players because of injuries that are going to end up taking on some featured roles here? So for people that are making waiver wire fantasy decisions tonight, and then obviously acquiring players for this coming week, any advice advice that you can give them, I think would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, no, first off, I look forward to the panic text from Nick in about 3 or 4 hours about how much Babs he spends on Elijah Mitchell.
That's right.
And the ranting that's going to follow when we tell him the wrong information. Mitchell looks like the best one by far. You know, now that Raheem Mostert's out for the season, I don't know what they're doing with Trey Sermon. It was such a surprise move that they made him inactive. So I hope he's going to get an opportunity to get in the mix here, and it's not just going to be Jamichael Hasty and Elijah Mitchell. And then now that they just signed Kerryon Johnson to their practice squad. So the 49ers running back situation certainly in flux. But Mitchell looks like the best bet right now. So in terms of your FAB budget, you know, which is the free agent budget that you have for people that have, you know, $100 or $1,000, you know, depending on the league that you're in. I would say conservatively, you want to go at least 20%, you know, of your FAB budget, but you're going to see people probably go as high as maybe 50% or more just because he is a starting running back. And especially if you're in a 14 team league or a 16 team league, he's got the potential to help you at least until Jeff Wilson comes back, and who knows what's going to happen moving forward with Sermon. So I think it's worth, you know, investing in Elijah Mitchell now that Raheem Mostert is out for the season. Aside from him, it's a little tricky just because there's no standout clear-cut guy, and it depends on, again, the size of your league. So at the running back position, the guys that I'm looking at are Nyheim Hines, if he's still available in PPR, and typically the threshold we go with at CBS is about 65% or fewer. So he's at that number at 65% right now with his roster percentage. So if he's out there, go get him, because we saw 15 total touches in the game in week one. I'm looking at Tony Jones and Kenneth Gainwell after those guys, just because I think you're going to see not only they're going to work in their respective backfields, but also they have that lottery ticket type appeal. If something happens to Alvin Kamara, Tony Jones could be a star. Same thing with Miles Sanders. So Kenneth Gainwell's out there. Pick him up for sure. He scored a touchdown, could have had two against the Falcons. And then if you are stuck and you need a running back for this week, Mark Ingram did have a big game against the Jaguars, but I think a lot of that had to do with Jacksonville. So the running backs are the ones that a lot of people are looking at now that Mostert's out for the season. And those are probably the top four or five guys that you'd be looking at this week.
Yeah, I like
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Backing up Alvin Kamara right now in that New Orleans backfield. JB, we'll spin it ahead to week two in a second here, but let's wrap up week number one. And I think there's a ton of fantasy thoughts to have here, like whether it's, you know, the Raiders wide receivers finally getting involved at the end yesterday, which, you know, kind of helped me out, and maybe our pal Will Brinson out with some of our prop bets last night. You know, what to do about Tyson Williams, right? He misses the blitz pickup, and then it's Latavius Murray at the end of the game here. What are your fantasy takeaways spinning it forward now at the Ravens and the Raiders off of last night's game?
Yeah, I think for the Ravens backfield, it's going to be messy again. Like you said, not only did Tyson Williams miss the block at the end, and he had a couple of exchange issues with Lamar Jackson during the game. So, you know, you just don't know what John Harbaugh is thinking, because they are going to lean on their ground game. And so the fact that they released Trent Cannon makes you believe that they might be elevating one of Le'Veon Bell or Devontae Freeman from the practice squad. And so what is that guy going to do to impact the other two? If Latavius Murray's still out there in your waiver wire, go pick him up. He was at 68% roster percentage, so he's on that, in the cusp, in that range. You know, so 10-team leagues, he could be available. He may be the best guy moving forward. I still hope it's going to be Tyson Williams, just because I think he's more explosive, but it's going to be messy until we sort of get another week or two. And let's face it, they're probably going to be in a shootout, so not a lot of running to the typical degree that we see for the running backs going against the Chiefs in week number two. For the Raiders, I still think, to be honest with you, Nick, the best bet might be Hunter Renfrow. He doesn't present the upside of Bryan Edwards or Henry Ruggs, but Ruggs has now gone every game in his career he's played, five targets or less. You can't operate as a good fantasy option if you're not getting more than five targets. I know he's got the explosive ability and can win you a week on one play alone, but if I'm handicapping it right now, I'm looking at probably Renfrow in PPR first, Edwards second, non-PPR, it's Edwards first, Renfrow second, and Ruggs is third in both. I just can't trust him right now, despite the fact that he's on the field all the time. Derek Carr just is not throwing the ball, and John Gruden's not calling enough plays to help him moving forward.
Jamie, why don't we start by week two by looking at some of the kind of like the premier matchups, getting some thoughts from you, side total, but also maybe some of your player expectations. You talked about Baltimore briefly there and their running back rotation off the Monday night game. They obviously play in basically the most high profile week game we have on the week two card, the Sunday night game at Baltimore. Kansas City by four is a 4-point road favorite with a very high total, highest total on the board right now of any game, 55.5. So maybe some of your expectations for both teams in that game, side total, or player props, if you have a particular player from any team that you think is going to pop in the game.
I'm going to guess that Mark Andrews' number is going to be lowered based on his disappointing game in week one. So I would probably take the over on that. You know, the contract extension and the fact that Lamar Jackson didn't have a great game throwing the ball. My guess is that he gets more involved. You also have Sammy Watkins. Nick will tell you this. I'm big on the revenge game factor facing his former team. So, you know, he gets a chance to maybe, you know, show the Chiefs what they're missing. And he had a good game against the Raiders with the 8 targets and 4 catches for over 90 yards. I think anytime that Tyreek Hill is on the field, the over is always a play. Same thing with Travis Kelce. And if you got a chance to watch the Manning broadcast last night, Kelce talking about Waller and how great he is, I've got a chance to talk to both those guys about each other, and they're very respectful of each other. So probably the props on the over on both the tight end numbers are going to be good, because as we saw the Ravens defense, they couldn't cover Darren Waller. I doubt that the Chiefs are going to do a much better job as well, trying to stop Waller. And certainly the Raiders aren't going to stop Travis Kelce. So both those guys are in play. And Lamar Jackson is a pretty prideful guy. You know, knowing that he fumbled and you know, took the blame upon himself, I think it's a set a record for first time a quarterback has fumbled twice in the fourth quarter in overtime. He's going to probably put it on himself to have a better game. And look, they don't want to be staring at 0-2 in that division, knowing how good the Browns are, how good the Steelers are, and maybe even the Bengals as well. So Lamar Jackson's over is probably in play also, just knowing that his rushing will be available to you and certainly able to get over whatever the number is going to be set at, you know, 86 rushing yards. Monday night, but you know, I was disappointed you get the second passing touchdown. I thought that was an easy bet last night. It was a 1.5, and I think we had it at Caesar Sportsbook at like plus 110 or 140. I thought that one was going to hit, and it didn't. But I think Lamar Jackson gets at least one touchdown to Mark Andrews, maybe one to Marquise Brown or Sammy Watkins also.
You bet. BetQL Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley chatting week two of the National Football League with CBS Sports fantasy football expert Jamie Eisenberg on Twitter. At Jamie Eisenberg. Jamie, our mutual acquaintance, Adam Azer, the host of your podcast, Fantasy Football Today, I think might refer to Dallas and Los Angeles, the Chargers, as a potential bonanza game. Total there sitting 55.5. Yeah. Is that how you see it here? Like fireworks aplenty here when Dallas travels to LA to take on the Chargers?
I think you got to look at it that way, Nick. It's got so much upside with the offensive guys in there. And now you're seeing, you know, a couple different players emerge. You know, one in particular, Mike Williams, that was fun to watch. You know, if he's available on your waiver wire, go get him, because, you know, we look at this all the time and we try to take advantage of these situations. You know, you saw it 2 years ago with the Dolphins with Devontae Parker, and they sort of said, you know, we're going to, you know, let you walk if we need to. And, you know, he didn't pick up his fifth year option and he responded, had a big season in 2019. Last year was Corey Davis. Same thing. They said, you know, you didn't live up to your expectations, had a big season, got paid by the Jets. Well, this year's guy now is Mike Williams. And so great week one, you know, 12 targets, second on the team in targets behind Keenan Allen. And I don't think Dallas is stopping him. You know, maybe Trevon Diggs follows him, but I doubt that's going to be the case, just knowing what the Chargers throw at you. So Mike Williams has a big opportunity in front of him. Now we have another Dallas guy that could be, you know, worth taking a look at, and that's Cedric Wilson with Michael Gallup out with the calf injury. You know, Dak's thrown 50-plus times. People are going to catch passes that you don't expect. It's not just going to be Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. So those guys have a big opportunity in front of them. But, yeah, I think Zeke bounces back in a big way. That's a prop I would probably look at as well, you know, whatever his rushing total is at the over, because, you know, the storyline coming out of that game, they didn't use Zeke. He was bad. You know, people saying that he's washed up, didn't score the touchdown where – you know, Blake Jarwin failed to get the block there on the option run that they had, and Dak missed him on the out route there on where he was out in the flat and, you know, should have an easy touchdown. But I think Zeke bounces back. I think Eckler bounces back, and hopefully another week of health with the hamstring injury gets him back to full strength. So, yeah, bonanza for sure. Should be a fun one between those two teams.
Jamie, I know if there was a game in week one that a lot of people were expecting to be a bonanza, rather, in terms of high scoring and over on all the props, obviously, it was Arizona and Tennessee, and we didn't quite get the game from a lot of the star players, most notably for the Titans, that we thought we would, and the total obviously ends up going under in like a pretty crazy fashion for a game that felt like an over game. Tennessee comes off that game. Obviously, everyone hates them now. Everyone's down on everybody, and all their players go under their numbers. Now, they go to Seattle with a game with a very, very high total. We saw Russell Wilson play very well in week one at Indianapolis. Total in this game, 53.5, Seattle -5. Curious what your expectations are for the Titans, obviously, off that poor performance.
They can't be any worse. You know, they can't be any worse. You know, once upon a time, our buddy Pete Prisco once wrote an apology to Russell Wilson. I think the Titans should write an apology to the NFL, certainly to fantasy managers and probably to their fans, with just how poorly they played. You know, just Todd Downing did not, you know, fare well in his first game as the play caller there. So, you like to see a little bit more play action. That was a big part of their game plan under Arthur Smith, and it didn't work out. You certainly like to see a better rapport between Ryan Tannehill and Julio Jones, and obviously getting A.J. Brown going. But I can't imagine that the Titans are not going to put up a better performance. And look, Seattle's defense looked great against the Colts, but you're talking about Carson Wentz coming off of the foot surgery, Quentin Nelson coming off the foot surgery. The receiving core there is not anything close to what the Titans are going to throw at the Seahawks. Obviously, in their building, it's tough, and the Titans coming off just a miserable performance on both sides of the ball, but I think their offense will show up. So I think that's you know, a team worth buying into for sure. And then, look, the Seahawks right now, what they showed you in Shane Waldron's first game as the coordinator was brilliant. You know, Tyler Lockett looks like he's headed for a big season, hopefully a consistent season. You know, DK Metcalf's going to get his numbers. I'm looking at the tight ends as some interesting plays this week, because you have two of the wide receivers there for Seattle. We know they're not very deep. But Dee Eskridge and Penny Hart both dealing with concussions. And so you had three targets for Will Dissly, five targets for Will Dissly, three targets for Gerald Everett. Everett scored a touchdown. Dissly had more catches. Those two guys are going to be involved. You know, whether one of them steps forward for the season, that's what we're hoping to see. I would like it to be Everett, because he came with Shane Waldron from the Rams. But I do think that one of those guys is going to have a big game. If it's me, I'm putting my money on Everett, just because I think there's more upside based on how many times he's going to be on the field.
Will Dissly, a You Better, You Bet favorite dating back to last season. Yeah. Jamie, let's close with this. About a minute to go here. Really low total on Thursday night between the Giants and the Washington football team. 41 with Washington, a 3.5-point favorite. Taylor Heinicke starting in place of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Anyone stand out to you as like a good fantasy play, maybe a good prop overplay, Giants and Washington Thursday night?
I think probably the over is you crying watching your Giants play anytime they're on the field.
I like watching them lose now, honestly. I'm into it when they lose, man.
I'm sure you are. It's like, you know, try to get the regime out of there and get some new faces. But, you know, I think with the Washington football team, I'm hoping to see a better performance from Terry McLaurin. You know, it was frustrating to see, you know, Fitzpatrick go out. McLaurin was somebody that I was so excited about with Fitzpatrick. So this is a big game for him. And, you know, the Giants have a great secondary. Bradbury's going to make things tough on McLaurin. So until I see Heinicke and McLaurin connect consistently, now you're going to get, you know, probably 8 games worth of that. I'm probably going to take the under on McLaurin, and he's somebody I'm going to try to not necessarily bench in my fantasy rosters unless I have just a loaded receiving core, but certainly taking a downward turn. So I'm hoping Sterling Shepard continues to play well for the Giants. He has now a touchdown in 3 straight games, so Daniel Jones is looking for him. But we need to see Saquon Barkley look like Saquon Barkley again. I think that would make a lot of fantasy managers happy, but I just can't see it happening against that Washington football team on a short week.
I'm probably going to end up betting De'Ami Brown anytime touchdown again, because I love me some De'Ami Brown. Jamie, fantastic stuff. I want all the people to check out your podcast, Fantasy Football Today, CBS Sports HQ, CBSSports.com. Stay well, brother, and we'll talk to you down the line here on You Better, You Bet.
Take care, guys.
That's our pal Jamie Eisenberg joining us here on the show. Terry McLaurin unders coming up on Thursday.
Makes sense. Interesting. Probably a lot of guys unders on Thursday night, I think, is how people are thinking. That would be my guess.
Which is not how I like to play props, so we'll see what the prop king comes up with on Thursday. Coming up next, we transition from football to football.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.